Pillsbury Flour Mills Company, millers of Pillsbury's best in rich flour, have the pleasure of presenting that amusing, laughable trio of lovable housewives, Clara, Lou, and Em. I wonder what kind of a report card your children will be bringing home at the end of the month. I'll bet you're wondering, too. Well, maybe you haven't thought of it, but the breakfast your youngster eats has a lot to do with his grades. And I'm not just saying that, either. It's been proved time and again. Skimpy breakfasts make for skimpy report cards. You've got to give the youngsters an even break. Start them off in the morning with a good big bowl of warm, rich, nourishing Pillsbury's Enriched Farina. Sprinkle a little brown sugar on it and cover it with top or whole milk and watch them put it away in double quick time. You know, children really like Pillsbury's Enriched Farina. It has a creamy, appetizing appearance and it tastes just as good as it looks. Mellow, full-flavored, wholesome. Now that it's enriched with two B vitamins and iron, you can depend on it not only for a fair share of the food energy they need for a school morning, but also for some of the elements they need to grow and thrive on. B vitamins, in other words. So when you go to your grocer today, give a thought to those report cards and do your share by getting a box of delicious Pillsbury's Enriched Farina. Serve it for breakfast tomorrow morning. And don't forget that the whole family likes this cereal. You can give yourself a high mark as a wise mother when you serve Pillsbury's Enriched Farina to all your family every day. And now, just for fun, let's listen to Clara, Lou, and Em. Well, Em's living room this morning is not the scene of the usual daily gathering. Clara's missing. Em and Lou have discovered that she hasn't been feeling well lately, and they're anxiously talking about her as we listen.
Well, Lou, have you been over to see our patient this morning?
Well, yes, I have, Lou. I took her in some nice cold eggnog early this morning.
Oh, for breakfast?
Uh-huh. But you know she didn't care for it.
Oh, really? Well, I took her in some milk toast, but she never seemed to relish it.
Well.
And it's funny because Clara's appetite is the last thing to go, and she don't mind milk toast. Now, to me, that's the worst thing about being sick. Every time I'm a little under the weather, somebody will think of bringing me some milk toast.
Oh, I just love it.
Oh, I can't understand it. Milk toast would be hard enough for me to eat if I was healthy as a horse, let alone when I'm puny. But Clara liked it, and she never touched it this morning.
Well, maybe it's because it's too early in the day for food like that.
Well, I wish she'd call Dr. Black. He'd straighten her out. All the years that I and Clara have lived here, she has went to Dr. Green. I never could understand it. And lately, he went into the Army as a major, you know.
Oh, he's left town, huh?
Yeah, so she ain't got a doctor. I thought it was the ideal time for her to shift over to Dr. Black. She won't hear of it.
She won't?
No, she don't like him because she said he never cured Archie of the runny nose for one whole year.
Oh!
Well, good night, Lou. Archie just had the adenoid. But Clara felt like he should have stopped them. I can't talk to her. She's so on edge this morning.
Oh, yes. She was just terribly touchy to me.
Yes. Well, I told her to lay down, and I'd put a cold compress on her head. And then I went to get the basin. And coming back, I kind of tripped over the edge of her rug. I guess I did splash her up pretty severe.
Well, ice water is kind of a shock when it hits you.
Yes. Well, cold water seemed to be the last straw. She says, Em, I know you want to help, but I wish you'd just go on home.
Oh, you say, that just doesn't sound like Clara at all, does it? I saw Dale did when she was kidding me.
Oh, Lou. Every child in this double house has had the measles, except Alvin Y. If Clara was going to get them, she'd have got them.
Well, she says she's got a rash behind her ears.
Oh, good night, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. Well, that is where they break out at, Lou. I've got a notion to call her up and get her to give me a list of her symptoms in black and white. And just call up Dr. Black and see what he thinks over the telephone.
Well, I think that's a good idea, Em.
Oh, gosh. I kind of hate to give her a phone. Have you called her up this morning yet?
Oh, yes. I've rung her up several times.
Yes?
Yes. I called her to say that I was going to bring her a bunch of flowers.
Oh, that was nice, Lou.
Yes, I took her down a pretty little bunch of geraniums and asters.
Out of her garden, huh? Oh, that was nice.
Yes. I knew as long as she don't have hay fever, they couldn't hurt her.
Well, no. You didn't take her no rag, did you?
About an hour later, I rung her up to tell her that I was going to bring her the eggnog. I took it down and left it.
And then you rung her up to see if she did it?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, maybe I'd ought to leave her rest.
But why? I think it's nice for her to know that we're thinking of her.
Well, I'll give her a phone. After all, I ain't called her up before, and I do want her to say her symptoms. I'll call her. Now, listen, Lou. Get a pencil there in the table drawer, and you take the back of a bill. And you sit here at the table, see, and write down everything as I tell it to you.
Okay. Shall I remember?
Yeah, I will. Oh, hello, Clara. Guess who this is? Yes. Well, I've had you on my mind, Clara, ever since I was over there.
You too, Keller.
Oh, and Lou, too. Well, how are you feeling? Oh, uh-huh. Well, listen, Clara, would you do me a favor? Oh, no, I just wanted you to give me your symptoms in black and white so I can check on them. Uh-huh. Well, okay, well, now, wait a minute. You ready, Lou?
Yeah, what's your face?
How's your head? Oh, uh-huh, slight headache. Slight headache, Lou.
Slight headache. Well, where's it at?
Her head, I guess.
Oh, I mean, is it in her eyes or on the back of her head or where?
Oh, Clara, where is your headache at? Mm-hmm. Can't put your finger right on it, uh-huh. She can't put her finger on it, Lou.
Oh.
Clara, how's your back? Oh, uh-huh. Lou, it don't hurt. It hurt last night, but it don't hurt today.
Uh-huh.
How's your feet? Oh. Lou, her feet don't hurt. How's your...
Wait a minute, Em. Not so fast. Back don't hurt today. Hurt last night. Feet don't hurt. Okay, I got it all down.
Oh. Clara, how's your knees? Well, kind of weak, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, can you think of anything else? Oh. Kind of logy, uh-huh. Lou, she's kind of logy.
Kind of what?
Logy, Lou.
Oh.
Clara, Lou thought you had the measles. Oh. Well, that's good. Lou, she ain't got the measles. That rash has faded out.
Oh, good.
Well, now, Clara, you go back to bed, won't you? There's no sense of you being up all the time. Oh, no, the kids will get along all right, and we'll take care of everything. You just lay down now, and don't you get up all day long. Okay, honey. Goodbye.
Well, how'd she sound?
Overwrought. Well, now we got something to go on anyway. I'll ring up Dr. Black and lay the case before him.
Why, she's got as many symptoms as poor Inez Hines.
Well, yes, sir, Lou, I believe she has. Good night, and Inez, you know, she's so delicate, she ain't never well. I think she's tried every doctor in town.
Yes, she has, and she...
We were just talking about you, Inez.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Clara's sick, she'll want to know that.
Yes. Oh, you heard, huh? Well, yes, she is under the weather, Inez. Well, she won't have no doctor. I've tried and tried to get her to call Dr. Black. Oh, you don't? Oh, I'm crazy over Dr. Black. You did? Uh-huh. Oh, he didn't.
Em.
Uh-huh.
Em.
Uh-huh. Yes, I know, Inez.
Em, she'll go on like that all day long.
Oh. And Dr. Small will help you. Uh-huh.
Em, tell her he's got to call about Clara.
Well, I got to ring off because I've got other fish to fry. Yeah. Well, okay. And now you take care of yourself, won't you? Goodbye. Well, Lou, Inez has had every ailment in her doctor book, and she says to call Dr. Small.
She does?
Yes, and I do feel like that Clara knows Inez Hines is such authority. Why don't we call Clara and just tell her to call in this Dr. Small?
Well, Ned.
You wouldn't care to call her, would you?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I called her last, and she's so used to hearing from you this morning.
Well, I kind of hate to, because she asked me not to ring her up anymore.
Could you disguise your voice?
Oh, not from Clara.
Well, I feel like this is so important.
Well, I guess we better just go ahead and call. I think she'll be nice about it. I'll ring her up.
Okay. My, I hope she ain't went back to bed.
Goodness, I hope not. I hope she ain't sound asleep.
Well, she could be.
Oh, hello, Clara. How are you, honey? Oh, good.
Oh, she feels better. Tell her about Dr. Small.
Why, Clara, Em's just been talking to Inez, and she thinks that you'd ought to have Dr. Small call to see you. Oh, well, now, wait a minute, Clara. Well, wait a minute, you'll get yourself all excited, honey. Okay, it's all right. Well, just forget. Oh, you'll call him.
Oh, fiddlestick. Well, tell her we'll get supper for her tonight, Lou.
Em says to tell you that we'll bring your supper in tonight. What do you want? Oh, you do?
What does she want?
Well, all right, you just tell us. And she says she feels like she could eat a pork chop.
Oh, Clara loves pork chops.
You think it's all right?
Well, it seems kind of heavy. What else does she want?
What else do you want, honey? And she says she wants potatoes and she wants them fried.
Huh, fried potatoes. And I suppose a little gravy. She likes gravy with her meat.
Yeah. Clara, how would you like some green beans? Okay. I don't have, but just a minute. She says, Anne, that she likes a fudge sundae. Do you have any fudge?
Well, no, but I could make up a chocolate sauce, tell her.
Well, Clara, Anne will make you up a fudge sauce. And a few peanuts on it? Oh, sure, some coffee. Okay. Well, we'll bring it in to you. Goodbye.
Well, Lou, she sounds like she's getting back to normalcy.
Why, just like our old Clara.
If she survives that meal, I guess she'll recover all right.
Well, Clara's going to eat her way out of her trouble. It looks as though neither Dr. Black nor Dr. Small will get a chance to work on...